Definitely nothing to worry about, you know, cautionary reasons, but I'm good to go. You know, I'm 100%. You know, we're just taking it slow. That's all.
It's a long year. Is that never anything that bothers you, that you have these little nagging things? You know that's going to happen during the year, correct?
Yes, correct. You know, I'm just so explosive. So I always get something just tight or something. So, I mean, it's good. I just keep getting treatment, stretch it out, and, you know, eating right. I'm hydrating. So, but I'm good. It's nothing, you know, serious or anything like that. So this is going to prevent me from playing.
Sorry, didn't interrupt. I'm sorry, I missed what you said. What did you bang up?
I didn't bang anything up. Yeah, you didn't miss it. Because I ain't banged nothing up, guys.
How did it feel running the routes today in the individual?
It was hot. You know, first day in pads, it was a little hot, but it felt great. Just being out here with my teammates, you know, the hard work we done put in early on for mini camps and coming out here and still having the timing. It was pretty good today.
Julio, what kind of things can you learn about the team the first time they put on pads?
We're going to be a physical team. We're definitely going to be a physical team. In some areas, we got to stay up off the ground to protect the team. You know, we just got to learn how to practice. And we got a lot of new guys, a lot of rookies on the team, and a lot of additions, new additions to the team, you know, and it's all about protecting the team. Team is first. So we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be a physical team, but also we got to learn how to practice just those little things.
Speaking of new guys, how has Keanu looked, and what would be your assessment of him?
Oh, he looks great. He's a very physical guy, very strong guy, and he can do whatever. You know, I've seen him cover guys come up. You know, thug guys up. I mean, he can do it all. He has great speed.
We've seen him in the league, but there's some young guys who are fighting for spots on the depth chart. What do you see about the depth at receiver?
The depth at receiver, it can be pretty deep, you know, but we all in there together. I feel like it's not who's going to play, who's starting. You know, we all just try to help each other out. Maybe it might not be might not be here with the Atlanta Falcons, you know, but we're still going to try to coach those guys up to the best of their abilities and make those guys go out there and understand what it takes to be a great receiver.
A lot of anticipation specifically about Hardy, and we've seen him make a couple of catches that got attention from the fans yesterday and today. Do you see him taking a step up this season?
Yeah, it's all about confidence. You know, Hardy has always had it, and that's about young guys as well. You know, just getting them to believe in themselves. You know, the NFL, yes, the next level, but you got to still believe in yourself and do what you do and just be aggressive. You know, you can't come out here and second guess yourself. That's when you're going to play slow and you're not going to be the great. You're not going to be great. So,
as the veteran on the team now, the years you've had in, what are you imparting to the new guys coming in?
You know, like I said earlier, we just working, you know, just trying to achieve one goal, and that's win the Super Bowl. But, you know, just come out here, be aggressive, you know. Don't worry about nothing else, you know, and team first.
Julio, how does Muhammad compliment you different than Roddy?
You know, I don't know. You know, we out here now. You know, you got to get to the game and see. You know, but Sanu, he's a great addition to the team. You know, and we'll see when the season come around. I mean, he looks great out here, route running ability, and running little routes. You know, short routes inside, choice routes, and those things.
Coach Quinn shared with us yesterday that he kind of had to talk you out of the team drills that you wanted to go and. How does that conversation go?
Yeah, yo, you know, I believe you, you know, but I'm going to hold you out of this one. I'd be like, no, Coach, I'm good. He's like, yeah, it's good. I know you can. You know, I don't doubt you at all, but we're just going to, you know, be on the safe side. So, I mean, and you know, Q, he has your best interest at heart. You know, you can be somewhere else at another ball club and, you know, those guys, you know, press you, oh, go, you know, which I can, but, you know, he just still want me to. You know, just take it slow. You know, we're not trying to prove nothing to anyone right now. You know, it's a long training camp. And, you know, we got a season coming up. You know, you got to be ready for it.
Julio, you spent so much time with Roddy. Is there a learning curve with a new receiver when you're on the field, or is that just part of the reps during practice?
Definitely part of the reps during practice. But my thing is I just try to get these guys advice. You know, well, Roddy passed on to me, so I passed on to those guys because I was in that position. You know, they the new guys. Sanu, he's a new guy. You know, he's been in the league 4 years, but fifth year or not, but he's a new guy. You know, so I got to teach him how they expect things and we expect things here. Like, for us, the tempo, the way we're going to practice, you know, attacking the ball, just little things. But, I mean, he has everything else.
And you've been in this system now?
6 years. Oh, Kyle, this is my second year.
Yeah. More comfortable second nature for everybody now?
It's always been comfortable. You know, it's just we just all communicate. The communication is so much better now. You know, we just overemphasize it. So I mean, and that's good. So.
You coming to practice tomorrow?
I was here today. I was here today. All right.